You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
He is the head coach of the New York Jets. He's Robert Saleh, and he joins us here for his weekly report on the Michael K. Show. It's Don LaGreca. How are you, sir? Congratulations on the win.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thank you so much. How you doing?
Good. But more importantly, how are you feeling? Is everything okay with the COVID situation?
Yeah, I'm great. You know, I'm on the other side of symptoms, just waiting for a negative test so I can get back in.
So how bad was it for you, if you don't mind me asking?
That's a fair question. You know, it hits everyone differently. I never really had any fevers, but just a little uncomfortable cold and a little stuffy, but that was about it.
So how involved were you able to be in some of the decision-making and the planning for the game being virtual instead of in the building?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So everything was normal all the way up until really Sunday. So we're virtual anyway right now because of all the COVID issues that we're having. So I was still able to be involved in all the meetings and all that. But, you know, Ron and I had a really good discussion Saturday evening and again Sunday morning with regards to how aggressive we want to be on fourth down and how we want to handle timeout situations and, you know, just going through the procedures of game day. And but once kickoff happened, that was it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let me jump to the fourth down stuff. I was going to save that for later, but since you just brought it up and you said you were involved in the discussion of when to go on fourth down, you did it at the end of the half, you had the fake field goal, you seemed to be very aggressive, and quite frankly, Coach, it could have cost you the game if they had scored the touchdown because you left a lot of points on the field by being so aggressive. Why did you feel that was important to possibly leave some points on the field by going for it on fourth down and the fake field goal?
You know what? We loved the fake field goal on Tuesday. So even before COVID even hit us, we loved that the draw up on the fake field goal. Obviously, it didn't work out. Loved when he called it. Especially in that area right there. I love the situation. Can't fault them on that one. I did love the aggression again. It was interesting because more situations came up than a normal game would, but you know, a lot of those fourth downs were in fringe areas and I thought he was aggressive, did a really good job. I mean, we could talk about that, end of half. You know, take the points, you're getting the ball to start the second half, all those different things. But, you know, we said we wanted to be aggressive, you know, and it's one of those deals. If we score right there, no one's talking about it, but we didn't. So it's it's a topic, but again, I thought Ron did a great job. He handled it well. The team didn't let that end of half situation get to him. We came out of the second half, and we still were able to move the football, put up points. And you're not wrong. And we still had to play to the end of the last play of the game when it probably shouldn't have gotten to that. But at the same time, we stuck to the game plan, and I thought our guys did a great job executing.
Do you think Zach got caught up at all in the 1-2 Wilson versus Lawrence thing in preparation for this game?
No. I've said it the last couple of times I've spoken now that I think he's in the best headspace he's been in all year. He's a fantastic young man. He keeps the main thing. Like, he is really starting to understand what it takes for him to play good quarterback and what a good result for him playing quarterback is. And at the end of the day, I mean, he made outstanding plays. And I know when you look at the numbers, you're going to, you know, the uneducated person will look at numbers and say, well, he didn't play well. And I'm telling you, like, he was clutch. Mm-hmm. He made plays when he needed to make them. I mean, he was outstanding yesterday. Really, really, really excited for him and the direction he's going, especially the second half of the season. He's gotten nothing but better.
I know it's kind of talked about after the game, and we're talking to Robert Saleh after the Jets' victory over Jacksonville yesterday in his weekly spot, that some of that running with the ball is available to him. Do you think that there were moments early in the season where plays like that might have been able to happen and he just didn't see it the way he can now with all those games under his belt?
Yeah, and, you know, but that goes back to, you know, really starting to feel the pocket. You know, he probably had the best pocket in college football history. I mean, he played behind one of the better old lines in college football. And just, I mean, it was 7-on-7. So coming into the NFL, playing behind basically what you'd have to play in, regardless of offensive lines in this league, you're playing in a phone booth. And you've got to get comfortable playing in that phone booth, and to be able to go through your tempo, go through your drop, keep your eyes downfield, rip the ball when you have to, but be able to feel the pocket closing in on you, to be able to have an exit strategy, to keep your eyes continued upfield so you can find plays or tuck it and run. And what you've seen the last 3 weeks, I think, is him finally understanding and feeling the difference. And like I said, I thought he was outstanding yesterday, and he's only getting better with regards to being a pocket passer and understanding exactly when he has to exit. And the more defined he makes that in his game, the better he's going to be, and really excited about where he's going.
Now, Coach, I opened the show with this because you always get members of the media and certainly fans saying, boy, if we had just lost that game, we would have gotten a higher draft pick. And I was telling them, take a look at that room after you won. And even though you weren't there, when you popped up on that monitor and they got the chance to see you and hear you, you can't tell anybody that winning isn't important. Even after it's already been decided and you've already been eliminated, just tell us what it feels like to have all that hard work amount to a W at the end of the day.
You know, we've been pull in my inner Herm Edwards here and say, you play to win these games. That's what we play for, right? I'm not going to give you the hello or anything, but you know, it's these young men put in so much work, they put in so much effort, and they have so much pride in the product and their personal brand and what they're representing when 31 other teams are watching their tape. And we all want to win. That's always the first and the most important thing, is to win football games. But to win football games, your process, the way you go about your business, step by step, all the way leading up to those moments, is how that happens. But winning always takes precedence over everything. And you go ask CJ Mosley if he gives a flying anything that we're not where our draft pick is. He doesn't care. He wants to win, and I'm right there with him. So.
Yeah, and I thought it was emotional. I thought it was fun. And I felt good for Ron, too. And how would you critique his performance as coach filling in for you?
Ron was awesome. He did exactly what we needed to do to win the football game. And, you know, he had the team engaged. The end of half situation didn't bring the guys down at all. You know, there was defense was able to generate a turnover, a couple of big stops on the goal line. Thought it was a really, really cool performance, and especially when you consider all the guys that were out and all the different pieces that were missing, especially on defense. Really pumped for him and the way the guys fought yesterday, and really excited to get back to it.
You know, Coach, there's so many things that bother me about COVID, but one of the things that does is it almost becomes a statistic rather than the human element. So we throw out, you know, Quinnen Williams can't play. He's pulled an hour before the game starts, and you hear about the numbers, but how is everybody feeling right now? All the guys that tested positive, is there any concerns? How is everybody doing?
No concerns. You know, there's the you know, for the most part, I think half of us are asymptomatic, and then another 25% are dealing with some mild symptoms, and another 25% I think are under the weather. But there's nothing, and then knock on wood, because I know it's not like that for everybody, especially as you get older. But right now, we've been fortunate in that regard, and hopefully we get everybody back soon.
All right, most of us watch a football game, just leaning back, eating some popcorn, maybe having some pizza. I can't imagine you watched it that way. Just take us through you watching your team play football at home.
It was bizarre. It was bizarre. It was just kind of – and it was frustrating, too, because, you know, back pre-COVID, this was easily a game, regardless of how my body felt. I mean, it didn't matter. You were showing up to work. I mean, that's the way it always worked before. And so there was that frustration there, but also understanding. But you know, it was a little surreal, but at the same time, it was great to see from a TV perspective and a fan perspective, a team that fights, a team that grinded, a team that did whatever it took to win a football game. And for that, it was really cool to see.
All right, before we let you go, what's next for you? Are you going to be okay for the Tampa game?
Hopefully. I mean, I'm asymptomatic now, and my numbers are trending up. So hopefully within the next couple of days I can get back in the building.
Well, Robert, I'm glad you're feeling better. Congratulations on the win, and we will talk to you next week. And have a great New Year.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.